All right, there's a little satanic alien blood porn actress medal for you from Sabrina Sabrok of the Sabrok Legion, a satanic cult in Argentina. We heard Grito de Odio, El Fin del Mundo, and Ultra Violento. We're going to end today's show with some horrible, horrible Christian music from a horrible, horrible Korean cult known as Providence or Jesus Morning Star. This is the Pastor Joshua cult who claimed to be the new Messiah and made all of his female followers sleep with him in order so that they would be touched by God. I don't know, like maybe 500 counts of rape against this guy. Anyway, he flew the coop and they caught him. I think he was hiding out in China and they extradited him back to Korea and he went to prison for whatever, like 500 counts of rape. But he is the new Messiah after all. Anyway, gonna play their horrible music now to round things out. This has been the Music of Mind Control on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here is Providence.
You That was the music we just heard was by Giovanotti. Giovanotti's Blue Four. Blue Four is what I said. It's called Nothing But Knots. That's what it's called. And Fred Elizalde, great piano player, opened up the program with Brandy and Soda. This is Courtney. I don't have any brandy here or soda. Anyway, this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Yeah, or as the ladies call me, Mr. Excitement. Well, they called me that in 1934, anyway. It also might interest you to know, it's a little-known fact, that for 3 days in 1936, I was known as Mr. Nice. Now, if you're new here, and this is you're a regular listener to WFMU, but you're tuning in this program for the first time, you probably won't like it if you're a WFMU listener. It's very different from the shows that you're accustomed to hearing on WFMU. For one distinctive reason, we play good music. Music that brings you joy. Music that makes you feel good. Music that has melody and fine lyrics. Not that atonal, arrhythmic, avant-garde crap played by people like Fabio and Bryce and Ken Friedman and these other kids. I'm not saying these are bad people. They're just bad disc jockeys. Life is ugly. Music doesn't have to be. You know, they did a psychological study of WFMU DJs a few years ago. They didn't want to publicize it. Wasn't very flattering. The common traits of not me, because I'm not common. The common traits of the WFMU disc jockeys are paranoia, belief systems based on eccentric conspiracy theories, and they experience a chronic loss of stabilizing anchors and deteriorating interpersonal relationships. Also, they found out they hadn't commented, they smell like rancid hippies. Well, that's another distinction about this program. I tell the sordid truth about WFMU. Oh, they say, we're free form. We're better. Balderdash. Hooey. Would you like that bologna sliced? And of course, one other difference between this program and all the other ones is that, and that makes the show better as far as we're concerned, is we sell airtime to sponsors for advertisements. So, we've got, yes, a new sponsor for the Old Codger Radio Show. It's the Delbarton Zervac. Yeah, well, what's that you're asking? Well, here's Gus Bodenheim to tell you all about why he purchased one, and why you should too.
How well I recall the derision, the rejection I used to encounter at the nudist colony. Why, I wondered, and then it hit me. It had to be my thinning hair. But what to do? Suspicious of pills and nostrums, I sought a traditional method, a time-tested method, and researched like a house of fire until I rediscovered a wonder from the 1930s. The Crosley
Zervac.
That's
Zervac
with an X, not a Z. And
Vac
with a C, not a K nor Q. Yes.
Zervac.
Hundreds of successful treatments testified to the soundness of the method developed by Crosley. Good enough for me. But today, the Delbarton
Zervac
is a reimagined
Zervac,
combining the efficacy of the original unit with all the paralogical taradiddle demanded by today's most credulous gull. Let me explain. The business end is a kind of helmet with an expanding and contracting rubber membrane, attached by a rubber hose to a machine with a belt-driven motor powering a compressor feeding two identical compression tanks that live in the house that Jack built, only kidding with the last part. A regulator alternating between the two tanks provides short 10 to 20 second bursts of air or vacuum. For the layman, a blowing and sucking oscillation designed to stimulate growth and support wellness. Daily applications of 15 to 30 minutes are recommended. I like to apply it first thing in the morning. No, they're not laughing at the nudist colony any longer. Gentlemen, why not increase your self-confidence with Delbarton's new
Zervac?
As always, satisfaction guaranteed, or you can try real hard to get your money back.
walking up and down the street. All the ladies he will greet. Alley-oop, any carrots, any peaches, any pears.
Sam, Sam, the vegetable man.
A nickel here, a nickel there. Won't make him a millionaire. But he's happy because he hasn't got to worry or care.
Sam, Sam, the vegetable man.
Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes. If you want yellow yams, all you do is holler Sam. He'll bring them to you. And late at night when work is through, Sam goes in for a swing of brew. When the mare's in the stable and the cow's been fed, the peaches and the pears are all in the shed. He's on his way to paint the old town red. Sam, 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 the vegetable man. Any apples?
No.
Any pears?
No.
Any yams?
No.
Any gams?
Yeah.
Well, lay them on, man.
been born. There was to be democracy in China. We congratulate her. But that old time China too did an awful lot for me and you. Now her freedom won. Let's thank her for what she's done. China. Way out here in the minor. No country could be finer beneath the sun.
What you've done.
You gave us silk to dress our lovely women. Was worth the price.
And when we couldn't get potatoes, you gave us rice.
We made chops so we could get chopsticks.
You taught us quite a few tricks we never knew.
And we're much obliged to you.
We take our hands off to one thing we see.
Your laundry keep our country clean. China, we owe a lot to you. Now, China, we all realize the magic of your dreamy and the night.
It's plain to see a properly in China. Every cup of water.
All our Broadway Johns and James couldn't do without your bamboo cane.
So your week is strong. We all know your key is strong.
China.
Way out here in the minor.
No country could be finer beneath the sun.
Just what you've done.
You gave us silk to dress our lovely women. Was worth the price.
You gave us rice.
We made chops to eat with your chopsticks.
You got quite a few tricks we never knew.
And we're much obliged to you.
We just do hear the songs your people sing.
But we can't understand the thing.
China, we owe a lot to you.
Better find old forgotten song from 1917. It was by the Watson sisters. It was called China. We owe a lot to you. Indeed. Ruth Etting, before that, sang But I Do, You Know I Do. The Reginald Forsythe Orchestra is actually, it's called the New Music of Reginald Forsythe. We heard A Hymn to Darkness, Deep Forest. It was part one of A Hymn to Darkness. He's a great composer. And arranger and a band leader back in the 1930s. You should listen to a lot of his music. Reginald Forsythe. Forsythe. It's very tough for me to say. Trust me. I got my new dentures. They haven't been fully adjusted yet. And then we heard Stuff Smith before that playing the violin on Sam the Vegetable Man. So this is Courtney T. Edison and Neil Kodge on WFMU every Tuesday from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern. So Lola Bell Pancake, she's my assistant, she's been telling me, she keeps me up to date on everything that's going on in the world. She reads all the newspapers. She's telling me about all this talk about reparations. Well, apparently, now you could ask the authorities for money for past injustices. Well, I want to get on this reparations bandwagon. I want a piece of this action. Oh, yeah. Oh, I am owed something. Now. For crimes committed against me and my peer group, in the past. Now, I've got evidence. I got the Chronicle right here. For instance, 1963 it was. Yeah, WFMU fed all their old Victrola cabinets into a wood chipper and sold the metal parts for scrap. Well, this constituted a crime against music culture. My music culture. Now, WFMU has all these electrical turntables. They plug them in, but they disabled the 70 RPM speed. You can't play a 70 RPM record on them. And they tossed out all the chromium styluses. So I have to lug my own Victrola from the Powhatan Shanty in East Orange all the way to Jersey City into the studio at great risk of personal injury. I'm a victim. Then, about 20 years ago, WFMU banned cigars in the studio. Well, what self-respecting disc jockey would consider holding court behind a microphone without a fragrant, say, a Rancho Malario Robusto? It's one of our sponsors. I can't do it. They won't let me. I am oppressed. Then there's that weird sanitizer smell. Every time I come in here, what are they spraying against in here? Rats? Well, if so, that constitutes about half the WFMU staff. I hope it works. But in the meantime, it offends my olfactory nerve. It's a micro... What's it called? Microaggression against my nose. This is discriminatory. And also, the unavailability in the kitchen of the delicious, satisfying postum I used to love so well. They replaced it in the WFMU kitchen with this, what they call coffee. Nah, it's horrible. And it gives me what they call the trots. I'm being marginalized, yes. So Lola Bell, I'm going to get these reparations. I'm telling you, Lola Bell is helping me fill out the forms so I can collect reparations from WFMU. That's right, it's going to come out of listener donations, yes. But all this paperwork, everything in triplicate. And they refuse to provide a pencil sharpener. It's an outrage, and I know that you share it. Well, anyway, enough outrage. Let's go back to the fine music here on the Old Codger Radio Show.
What do you mean?
No, there ain't nothing, baby.
We've been drinking scotch West End, that's the best end where the nightclubs thrive. Down into a dive you go. Now there's a jazz queen, she's a has-been, has-been, Lord knows what. Every night she's there on show. She dances underneath a magic spell. She's full of charm and beer and stout as well. She's 66 but she looks 16. Her friends don't know her, now her face is clean. That's Fanlight Fanny, the frowsy nightclub queen. See her glide around the floor, then glide around into the pub next door. That's Fanlight Fanny, the frowsy nightclub queen. She looks well in the lime, a queen all the time. You get your money's worth. By day you'd say it's a second time on earth. Every morn at the break of day, they call for the empties and they cart away. Fanlight Fanny, the frowsy nightclub queen. By tech she's followed, and when she's collared, the judge she always cheeks. Twice a month, 2 weeks, she'll do. She's often boasted, she's been toasted, toasted by her friends. She ought to be cremated too. You can't tell if she's brunette or a blonde. She's like something you drag out of a pond. Now she's a peach, but understand, she's called a peach because she's always canned. That's Fanlight Fanny, the frowsy nightclub queen. When she's dressed, she's like Mae West. She wears two saucepan lids upon her chest. That's Fanlight Fanny, the frowsy nightclub queen. She looks well in the lime, a queen all the time. You get your money's worth. By day you'd say it's her second time on earth. She waltzes in the West End shops, then she waltzes out in between two cops. That's Fanlight Fanny, the frowsy nightclub queen.
To break up the party, ladies, but my friend's got to come and change. Out.
Oh, I think he's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, get on with your work.
That was George Formby had the ukulele, and he was singing. He was called Fanlight Fanny. Before that was the singer, Verna Scherer was her name, but she went by the name Esmeraldi. She was on television a lot, too, in the early 1950s, I remember. Before that was Pepe Prince and Christine Chatman with Ain't Nothing Shaken. And we opened up with Red Norvo playing the woodpile, knocking on wood from the great Red Norvo. This is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, on WFMU, here for an hour, playing 70 RPM records only. Now, I've been getting a lot of postcards from you people writing in about the soundtracks we've been airing of the historical documentaries of Willie Whopper. But a lot of you can't get his name right. You refer to him as Willie the Whopper. No, it's not Willie the Whopper. Like it's not like Flip the Frog. You're getting him mixed up with Willie the Weeper, who was the uncle of Minnie the Moocher and the nephew of Elmer the Eager Elementary School Guidance Counselor. You see what I did there? I know. Bite me. Anyway, no, we have no Willie Whopper soundtrack this week. Today, you remember, I told you a few weeks ago that we were served with a lawsuit by the management company that owns the rights to the soundtracks of the major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. Well, they ordered us to cease and desist airing these soundtracks because we're not paying royalties. Well, we have countersued, that's right, and in the meantime, and until that case is resolved, and it could take years, well, here at this program, we are breaking the embargo. That's right, we are going to air the soundtrack right now of a major motion picture. It's called Techno Cracked, starring Flip the Frog. That's right. Take that, lawyers for the soundtracks of Flip the Frog. Yeah. Anyway, the cameos, the walk-ons, people stumbling into the frame of the camera in this particular major motion picture. Let's see who we got. We've got Giggles. Giggles Harris. That's right. Horatio Bottomley. And Peggy Primrose. Then there's Ralph Blah 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 Bosendorfer. He was quite a chatterbox. Then there's this strange name here, is Tubby Roger Teasdare. Now, he wasn't fat or anything. No one was making fun of his waistline. Tubby was his birth name. That's right. His parents called him Tubby at birth. Tubby Teasdare. It says it on his birth certificate. But his nickname was Roger. So most people knew him by his nickname. Very few people knew his real name was Tubby. Then also in this, you see this Nola Bamber, Joey Gogo Gomez, finally Bartleby Chatsworth. You probably never heard of him. Now, he was not in many major motion pictures. He used to live upstairs from me in a tenement. He had a very heavy step. He'd clomp around in his apartment all the time. Back then, we had a word for such people. We called them clompers. Maybe you know some clompers. That word seems to have fallen out of favor. I don't know why. It should be revived. Maybe you live below a clomper. If you're going to call a spade, you should call someone who clomps a clomper. I know what you're singing. Courtney, shut up already and play the great musical soundtrack of this major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. So, here it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. What say you and I have a little heart-to-heart? Come along. What's your problem, What is it that's ailing you? Dilemma? Conundrum? Quandary, perhaps? Predicament? Double bind? Catch 22 or even 23? Well, pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and pass them all to Delbarton Solutions, where your prob is no prob. You see, we specialize in weighty matters. Here, we pride ourselves on sheathing swords of Damocles, on deftly catching the other shoe and placing it discreetly out of earshot. Our team of experts can untangle, facilitate, demystify, minimize, formulate, distill, maximize, delineate, disembowel, defenestrate, extirpate, decimate, and terminate with extreme prejudice. Our process is proven. We've painstakingly perfected this one crazy trick, which supports wellness and facilitates positive outcomes. Trust us if you want justice. Peer-reviewed, board-certified, and guaranteed to put what's eating you on a starvation diet. Impossible? Hardly. Ridiculous? I know you are, but what am I? Dubious? Now you're beginning to annoy me. See, we offer more than just coping mechanisms or facile workarounds. Adele Barton solution stays solutionized. Once done, it cannot be undone. Second thoughts? Think again. Again. Here, the moving finger writes and having writ points as if to say, look, I wrote that. Sure, the solutions of our competitors might be smarter, cheaper, or deeper, but our solutions are final. Come to Delbarton.
So glad we could squeeze in another paid advertisement in the program before the hour ran out. We opened up the Flip the Frog, the soundtrack from the major motion picture from 1933. It's called Technocracked. Then Frankie Trumbauer and Joe Venuti with the Manhattan Rag. And then the Paul Whiteman Orchestra with the Raymond Scott Quintet. They did Bumpy Weather Over Newark. So look, this is Courtney, the old codger playing 78s. Now, I will not be here next week. We got a kid coming in. His name is Matt Fiveash. He's going to play blues on 78 RPM Records only next week. Me, I'm going to be enjoying a restful week at New Jersey's favorite vacation spa, the Wawayanda Hot Springs Retreat. They always offer a 25% senior discount this time of year because very few Jerseyans want to visit the hot springs in the summer. I find them invigorating, and there's always lots of younger women visiting, you know, age 45 or 50. I strictly avoid that 35-year-old jailbait. You got to draw the line somewhere, you know. I'm sly, but I'm not unscrupulous. Not totally unscrupulous. Anyway, so this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. You'll hear from me in 2 weeks.